Coming up this weekend, the Atlantic BPO Does will be holding their quilt show and bake sale here in Atlantic at the venue. Looking forward to another fun event. Sonia Clausen is in with us here this morning to talk a little bit about some of the happenings and some of the new exciting things that will be going on, too. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Appreciate it. Does it take a long time to organize this event?
Yes. We have been out, flyering, selling raffle tickets, gathering quilts, making calls for baked goods. It's been quite a project.
I'm sorry I asked. That sounds like a lot of work. Do you have a lot of volunteers? Are there a lot of folks that help out with the effort?
Yes, there are. The Does are a great group of ladies, and they pitch in where they need to, and their baking is amazing. So if you want to get out and get some baked goods, this is a good day to get it.
Some good baked goods that you don't have to turn on the oven to take care of.
Exactly.
So that always sounds like a good deal. Well, I know you have some different things going on. If folks have come in the past, they will recognize the show. They'll recognize what they're going mm-hmm. to see. But you've got some new twists this year, right?
We do. I have been approached by a quilt group, the Sew Sisters. And they're actually part of my group, except for I won't be sewing. So they are going to be coming, and they are all going to be working on different projects, I'm sure. And you'll be able to see how it works, see how quilt gets started and sewed. And I mean, you can ask them questions if you want. They're willing to answer. They're a great group of ladies.
How did you get involved in quilting?
How?
Long time ago?
Very long time ago. My first quilt I made 42 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And my mother helped me, and they were little tiny squares, and I still have the quilt, but it's not in the best of shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well loved.
That's the way to put it. Is quilting as popular as it once was? Is it kind of waning a little bit? It used to seem like every church, a lot of different groups would have like a quilting circle where folks would, it was a social time to get mm-hmm. together maybe once a week, once a month or whatever. Do you still see a lot of that?
I do. Probably because I'm in groups. I actually belong to two different ones. Mm-hmm. So I see a lot. In fact, my other group is having a retreat in Exira on the same day, so they probably won't be able to come and see what's going on at the quilt show.
Sure. Well, I think when a lot of people think about a quilting circle of some sort, they're mm-hmm. not thinking about young people doing that. Are young people getting into it, though?
Well, I've taught my granddaughters both how to sew, and they're young. One is 14 and the other one is 20. So, and they both started at 4 and 7.
You have to get young people involved. If you don't, it will go away, won't it?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everything.
And I know there's 4-H groups that have sewing classes and stuff too.
Very good. Well, yeah. And there are still plenty of opportunities out there. There are still plenty of stores that provide the materials and mm-hmm. and even some of the classes and things that you might
yep.
need if you're not familiar with
absolutely
how to do it.
Yep.
Excellent. I know we have one here in the community.
We do. Actually, they are helping me out a little bit. If you have a quilt you'd like to show, you can drop it off at the quilt store. Their hours have changed a little bit, though. They are open on Tuesday from 10 to 5:30, Thursday 10 to 6, and Saturday 10 to 4. And the deadline for dropping off your quilt, if you'd like to show it in the show, is the 27th. And I'll be picking them up that afternoon, late afternoon that day.
Do you get a lot of folks to drop off?
There has been, yes. They have done anywhere between 25 to 30 quilts that have been dropped off there. So the other way you can do it is contact me directly, and I can give you another option.
I think a lot of us have kind of an image in our mind of what a quilt should look like.
Right.
But there really is no standard pattern. There's no standard theme. It can be whatever you want it to be,
yeah,
can't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. In fact, when you get a group of ladies together, everybody's got a different color that they actually are more drawn to. So even though you might be making the same pattern, they're going to look so different. So, and they're all beautiful.
So a lot of arguments break out, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
Everybody has their own idea. But at the end of the day, we're all creating something fun.
Absolutely.
Very good. Something for you, by the way. It's 501 Chestnut Street is the store we've been talking about where you can drop those off here yet. You still have some time to do that. Will there be sales and things too there?
At the
quilt show? Is it just a show or are there sales?
Nope. We are doing two raffles, okay, actually, this year, two quilts. One is a queen-size quilt that is purple, gold, and white, and the other one is an old-fashioned, you can use it as a wall hanging or maybe a baby quilt or whatever, but it's the old-fashioned where it's hand-embroidered, and it was donated, the blocks were donated to me to make a quilt from Beverly Nelson, and she has been gone for years, and she was a doe. And her daughter, Sue Brownlee, is the one that donated, and then I put it together.
Hmm.
So we have two quilts that we're raffling, and the tickets are $1 each or 6 for $5.
Okay. Very inexpensive. Mm-mm. Not tough to get into those tickets, but it does raise some good funds. Bake sale along with this as well now, and you mentioned all kinds of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Will they cookies, bars, just whatever you can think of, right?
Yep. Okay. There might be some pies there. You never know. Oh. And you can always freeze them and rewarm them up. So,
yeah, I hear the holidays are coming.
Yes, they are.
Very good. Have you had some good luck with this? Have you raised some good money for your charities?
I have been out selling tickets for mm-hmm. the last week and a half. So, yes, I have raised some money already. This is one of our bigger fundraisers. And we like to give back to the community. So we have different charities that we donate to.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of them are like the Atlantic Fire Station, Meals on Wheels, the Washington and Schuler's Lunch Programs, and the Arise. There's several things that we donate
sure.
to. So this is how we give back.
The quilt that you've donated, that you've created to raffle off here, how much time did you spend on that?
That one took me a little while. I probably have off and on 6 months worth of sewing and detail work and everything.
Do you have to make time to do this?
It's my getaway.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I make time for it.
At some point, we just need a little alone time.
Yep.
Something where we can focus and just block out all the other noise.
Absolutely.
Right? Very good. Is that why a lot of folks get into quilting? It is a bit of alone time? Or say in some cases, if you're doing a circle type thing, then it's friends time. It's social yeah. time, too. Very good. All right. Now, is there any admission to get in that day?
We just have a free will donation if you feel like you could, you know, put a couple dollars in or whatever.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's free to the public.
Raffle tickets
will be on sale that day. We do our drawing at 3:00. So once 3:00 comes, we do our raffle. I make the phone calls mm-hmm. to the two lucky winners, and unless they happen to be there that day
right.
when we draw.
That would be ideal.
It would be. Yep.
Very good. If someone had thought about maybe getting involved in quilting and really don't know a lot about it or, you know, the ins and outs, where to find materials and things, or how to get started in the first place, can they ask the questions when they come in that day?
Absolutely. I think that if you are interested, don't hesitate to ask, because the ladies that are going to be sewing are quite knowledgeable in everything.
Okay. Very good. And they can always set you up. And if you're looking for a new group of friends,
absolutely,
or to expand your group of friends, this might be a way to do it too. So there are always some great opportunities there for you. All right. This is an event that obviously is open to the public. It's coming up this Saturday on October 29th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's at the venue at 307 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Does that location work out pretty well for you?
Yes, it does.
Good.
Yep.
So come on out and support the Doe's Quilt Show and Bake Sale here coming up this weekend. And maybe you'll learn a little something yourself and maybe just get a little bit, a little spark going there to maybe get involved in something just a little bit different, too, as we watch some of those quilters do their work right there in front of us, huh?
Yes.
Good times.
Most definitely.
Very good. Sonia, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And I hope everybody comes out and checks out the quilt show, buy some raffle tickets, maybe leave with some baked goods, and just visit. Bring a group of ladies that already have a quilt group if you'd like. It'll be a lot of fun.
Just have a good Saturday.
Absolutely.